So if you can hear the noise outside, it is pouring in New York City. It is 8:08 a.m. on April 16th, 2018, and today is the last day of the break that I'm giving myself from a really tough 12-week training. I literally took no days off, which is terrible, for those 12 weeks, but I need to hit a goal. I definitely got very, very close to the goal, but I need to reset. I need to relax. I need to give my body a break and be normal for a little over a week, and I'm getting back on the plan. But before I can do that, I've come to the realization that I need to declutter and cleanse my space. I bought my co-op approaching 2 years ago, and there's just so many things left undone. I have gotten my bedroom to like 70% of where it should be. Maybe I'm being generous. 60% of where it should be. My living room is technically all together, but my closet rod from my bedroom collapsed, so a good percentage of my clothing lives in my living room. So I need to get my uncle, who's a contractor, in here. He's been dying to help me get my place in order, and I need to actually use his help. But I'm in this space because I do believe, and I've been talking to a friend of mine, that I have sort of been in the background and doing a lot of things for a long time, knowing that I need to step forward and really put my gifts on the forefront. And I feel like I'm from the islands, and they always say when it rains like this, God is trying to wash the earth of something. And 14 plus hours into this, I can only brace myself for what it is that he's trying to prepare the earth for. But I know personally I need a detox. I'm about to do a one-day detox while I'm home to prep my body for the new physical dietary changes. I'm going to do a weigh-in because I'm sure I am much higher on the scale than I was a week and a half ago. And I am I have to get so much writing and documents and like papers just out of my home. I made some good progress over the last couple of days, but today is the day. So it's day one. I'll check in at midnight and see exactly where it is that I am. But it's imperative, because if I do not clear my space, I cannot bring a lot of things in. I want to hold some thought dinners throughout the rest of the year. My space will be part, I will have a studio set up in part of my home. I say home, but I live in a cooperative, so I have to do very interesting things with my space in order to maximize it. All that said, I cannot allow blessings to flow into my life until I handle that. My goal is to hopefully be done ridding the space of all papers by 4 p.m. It is, like I said, now it's 8:11. So I really want to focus on that. And I also need to get some work things done and secure some contracts and some positions. So I sort of have to edit my profiles and a bunch of things. But I'm focused. I have some goals set for the day. I am blessed to be able to not have to be out in this weather. Even though I really do love the rain, and it has been quite a beautiful thing to hear the rain all night. It's been picking up all weekend because the wind has been pretty strong for the last 2 or 3 days as well. All that being said, I feel like it's imperative that before you enter another round or another level, that you detox where you are. Now, my detox is not going to be perfect. I'm sure there's some things that I could probably let go, but I've let a lot of things go. But I think the main things, like those papers and those old documents that would tie me to something else, are the main things to get out. Nothing negative, just a lot of clutter. and it's time to let those things go. And I'm ready. I think what happens when you need to elevate, I've been letting people go, but I'm a person who likes the material, and I need to recognize that a lot of times the material has to go too. Alright guys, thank you for sharing this moment with me. Hope that when we look back in a year, because today is technically the day one, right? April 16th, 2018. I'm ready to make sure my home is inviting, that my life is inviting, and that I'm no longer, you know, delayed in a lot of the things that I wanted to do. I think God provides, but we definitely need to step in and help him. Alright guys, here is to an amazing start to the week. Technically today is my first day of my training program, but I'm, you know, retraining my body at this point, to let go of some unnecessary things that I ate after the training. So hopefully you guys can lock in with me and get ready for this one day detox of the home and the body and the mind. All right, have a great one, and thanks for tuning in with me.